Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady. Happy Sunday and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. It's Sunday, November 16, 2008, and we are broadcasting from the beautiful, cool city of Atlanta. It's been a chilly but gorgeous day here. It started off, I believe, maybe in the 30s. And as the day progressed, I think it got up in the 50s. So it's been a little cool, but it's still beautiful. And I hope that wherever you are listening from, it's been a beautiful day for you as well. Now, last week, we had some technical difficulties and received a lot of feedback regarding people that were trying to call in, unable to get in. So hopefully we don't experience that this evening, and I'm hoping that the callers are listening this evening, and they certainly will be able to call in. Now, I want to go ahead and give you the number. It is area code 347-324-3295. Once again, 347-324-3295, or if you prefer, you may feel free to email us at info@pagesetiquette.com. Once again, that's info@pagesetiquette.com. Now, want to say hello to our co-host, the HR lady. Denise, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Donna. How are you?
I'm well. And yourself?
I'm doing very well. Had a wonderful Sunday and a great Saturday.
Absolutely. That is great. And, of course, you know, we're talking about being thankful. And, of course, with this being November, which is traditionally the month of Thanksgiving, we just wanted to discuss some of the things that you are out there listening that you're thankful for. We all have so many things to be thankful and grateful for, especially if we're still living. And
yes.
So we're certainly going to talk about that. And I want to welcome all the new listeners that are listening. We do realize that weekly we do have new listeners, and just always like to just take a quick minute and talk about the origin of etiquette, which, of course, etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior. And, of course, by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And the word etiquette comes from a French word meaning ticket. And, of course, it came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. And Charles I and II of England copied these rules of etiquette from the French court, and therefore these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So etiquette is just basically a fancy word for manners. Now, what are you thankful for out there? We want to talk about what you're not, in addition to what you're thankful for, we will also want to talk about why is it important, not just during the month of Thanksgiving, to be thankful and to give thanks, but why is it important to give thanks all year long? And, of course, as always, we're open to discussing any other etiquette topics you'd like. We understand that from time to time, if you cannot get in, a caller can't get in maybe from a previous topic, we still welcome you to certainly call in. And what I'd like to do is to go to our first caller. Let's take our first caller, and the extension is 0514. Hello, caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi. Thanks
this
for calling What is Etiquette Anyway. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Monica.
Hi, Monica. Welcome. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Great.
How are both of you?
Doing great.
I'm doing well.
I think we should be thankful, at least I am thankful for what I call the possibilities of my future. And every day that I wake up, I'm looking at something else that God has allowed me to visualize, to see, to imagine, and to know that that's a possibility in my life, that I can achieve that. And I think that's something that I can always be thankful for, regardless of the month of the year. And we as a people obviously have something to look forward to, and not just January 20th, but all of the months and days that will follow that, what great things we can achieve as a people. So being thankful for a possibility.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know if, you know, people just really think about it, everyone has something to be thankful or grateful for. And we definitely appreciate your comments. And just wanted to get, I believe, Monica, I did receive, you were one of the ones, I think, that had called in last week and were unable.
Question. Yeah, concerning black tie, and wanted to know whether if you're with a companion or a date who has tails, if wearing the short formal is appropriate or if you should wear a long gown.
Usually if it's specified, sometimes it will be specified if it's formal, and oftentimes with tails it is formal, and generally you do want to be formal, which is floor length. As a formal gown.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
You are so welcome, and please do call us back again. If you'd like to stay on, we'd love to have you stay on and join the show.
I'm going to be listening. I'll be emailing.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks
good
again
night.
For calling. We'll speak with you again. Bye now. Okay, great possibilities.
Wow. Yes, I like that.
Yes.
You know, she touched on something. For me, I am actually thankful for the word. I tell people all the time that I'm so happy to be a part of a great church, and I listen to the word, I read the word, I hear the word, and for me, it's a really positive guide for my life on a daily basis. And from Psalms 119, verse 105, it says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And I really, really like that about the word. It keeps me grounded.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And just about, you know, anything in life. I mean, it's a guidebook, you know, for life and whatever it is that, you know, you're facing or you're grateful or thankful for, it is most certainly, you know, it's a guide. And I'm going to pull another caller in. Let's see, caller, looks like 000s. Hello, caller, can you hear me? Hello?
Well, caller, I'm here, but I'm not a 000.
Okay, well, oh, okay, great. You're coming up on our switchboard like that. Perhaps you have a private number.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, good evening, and thank you so much for calling What is Etiquette. Anyway, would you tell us your name? And
my name is Carolyn.
Hi. Sister Carolyn, I believe. Ah, yes. Welcome.
Well, I'm excited about being a part of the talk show today, this lovely, cool Sunday evening.
Yes.
And I, of course, wanted to just comment that, you know, Scripture tells us that in all things we are to give thanks because it is the will of the Father concerning us. And we don't thank Him for all things, but we thank Him in all things, and we thank Him for all that He does for us. And when you start getting up in age, you particularly thank the Lord, every time you go to the doctor and get a good report, that's a blessing. And thank Him for life and just for not only for that, but for many other things, such as just having, just knowing good people and having friends and, you know, and family that you care about and people that care about you. And when you're able to get up in the morning and just like the your grandmother would say, clothing your right mind with reasonable health and strength, and able to go to work and to be independent, you know, to be able to go to church on Sundays and be able to continue to read the word and just do day to day things. I said those things are so valuable and they're priceless. And so I thank the Lord for so many things. I'm just so grateful this Thanksgiving season for so many things, just all the things that the Lord has brought me through this past year. And here we are, approaching another Thanksgiving with a new president and so many wonderful things to look forward to. So I'm just so grateful. You know, I'm grateful to be on the talk show this evening.
Yes, so glad
Amen.
To have you. You're a first-time caller, correct?
Yes, I am.
I'm so mm-hmm. glad that that mm-hmm. you certainly called us in. And it is, it's just, you know, and I think I mentioned at the top of the show, if you wake up and you're breathing,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then mm-hmm. you should give thanks for that.
Absolutely. That's a blessing. It truly is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask you, because I talk to so many people, and some people say, well, you know, you have to thank, do you have to be thankful for every little thing, or, you know, should you be thankful for more of the larger things, or... You know, when you're talking about being thankful, I mean, how thankful do you have to be?
Well,
now, if someone were to ask you that question, how would you answer that?
Well, I think that one of the things that, and this is with my own personal experience, when you are a parent and you have children, every day you can give thanks when, you know, when things are going well within their lives. And not only that, when you, I think that you're in your spirit, man, you understand the things that, you know, we sometimes often take for granted that we're so blessed with. That particularly when you see things, when you watch the news, you hear mm-hmm. things happening to other people, you know, and I mean, it's a blessing that you are not having to go through that, you mm-hmm. know, that's not your, that's not something that you're going through, and how, you know, day after day, you know, you're, you know, you have the provision that you need, you know, the divine intervention and protection, they're just those things. You can just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Because he continues to show himself faithful to you. And it's not that it means that he wasn't faithful to someone else, but you have to thank him for what the Lord has done for you and the things that you have not had to encounter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I'm grateful, you know, for, you know, not being in the hospital, you know, and so many things. And so I don't think that when it comes to being thankful, I don't think it has to do with anything large or small. I think it's the conglomerate of things, you know, that in your life that that is just a blessing to you, and you understand that, you know, that things could be different,
mm-hmm.
and you are to be thankful for everything, regardless of how minute it may seem to be or how large it may seem to be. A people that are blessed perhaps with a new home, you know, and that's a wonderful blessing. But if you have a roof over your head, that's a blessing,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
see. And if you have, some people may have a nice car or and some people might not have a not-so-nice car, but the thing is that you do have transportation, or mm-hmm. people that have to ride the bus, you're able to get to have car fare, and you're able to get on the bus and ride the bus, you know, and do things for yourself and go to work every day and go, you know, do the shopping you need. So, I mean, I don't think that we should take anything for granted.
Mm-hmm.
I think that just like the scripture says, in all things, give thanks,
right.
because this is
mm-hmm.
God's will concerning his people.
That's right. And you put that quite nicely, because that does take care of small things,
yeah.
large things. I, you know,
yeah.
and I, during my time that I'm spending, you know, meditating and reading the word, I always tell the Lord, there is nothing too small for me to thank you for. Nothing.
That's right. Absolutely.
And it's so important for people to understand to be thankful and grateful for little bitty things.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. And, amen. Amen. You may not have, you might not be able to take yourself out to dinner, but if you have food in your refrigerator, you can take out and prepare for yourself, and you have your lights and your gas on, you know, and mm-hmm. and it's a lot to, there's just things that we must give God thanks for and be grateful for in our hearts, not just with the our lips, not just giving lip service, but being mm-hmm. grateful in your heart. In the depth of your heart, knowing that that doesn't have to be your testimony, but when God delivers you, I was just watching the news, and this beautiful, lovely young lady said that she had been homeless, but they are finishing up on her house. It should be finished, I think, by Thanksgiving. One of those Habitat for Humanity homes,
mm-hmm.
and she
mm-hmm.
said this would be the first. This will be her first home, and she is just so excited for, I think, she and her four kids. And that is, I mean, she, you could tell that she was just very, very grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, whatever situation, Apostle Paul said, you have to learn to be content. And mm-hmm. even though she may have had to be content with maybe living in a shelter or with someone else at one particular time, but look what the Lord has done for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that we are to always give God thanks because he's God,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
because of who he is, not just for what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Because he
mm-hmm.
is, I mean, it's just praise is appropriate,
mm-hmm.
you know, for us.
Mm-hmm.
And thanksgiving is a part of praise to God. So I think that, you know, with that being said, you know, we can just consider all things that we have in our lives to be a wonderful opportunity to thank God for. And like you said earlier, when you wake up in the morning and you're still breathing, that's a reason to thank God
mm-hmm.
and to be thankful in your heart. Amen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And some of you out there listening, just in case you think this might be a little too spiritual, if you will, I also want to talk about some things that, or do you thank your fellow man? Are there things that you thank him for? For example, if someone holds the door open for you when you're entering or exiting a building in lieu of letting it slam in your face, you know, do you say thank you? Do you take the time to say and use those two little words that have such a powerful meaning? Thank you. And I notice oftentimes people will, you know, they'll either come through the door and they don't say anything or, you know, it's so amazing to me, but I think oftentimes people just don't think about it. You know, if you're in a grocery store and a clerk assists you in trying to locate an item, you know, do you take the time when they show you where that item is, do you take the time to say thank you so much? Because I could have, you know, you saved me a trip from having to walk all over the store trying to find this item. And these are things that seem like, you know, common sense, but of
yeah.
course, you know, we all know when it comes to etiquette, a lot of times common sense is no longer common,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it seems like these would be some things that, you know, you would just automatically do, but we know that that doesn't, you know, it doesn't happen. It's just like someone, is signaling and they're trying to get over. You know, do you let them over or do you say, well, it's all about me? And of course, if you do let them over, do they raise their hand or anything and say thank you? And a lot of times people just don't do that. And I know people say that, oh, well, I just really didn't have time. You have to make time. It takes, you know,
right.
how many seconds to say thank you? Maybe an eighth of a second.
Just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. And
it's,
you know,
if I may interject, mm-hmm. I think it's always appropriate and like, and it is etiquette and which is manners.
Mm-hmm.
Always thank someone for doing anything for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the common courtesies, and I don't think that those kinds of things should be taken for granted.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think that it starts with you. You know, the individual,
mm-hmm.
and I think that we should be responsible for making sure that we have those kinds of, that we execute those opportunities, you know, thanks at the appropriate time,
mm-hmm.
take those opportunities to say thank you to someone and make someone's day.
That's
right. Not taking anything in or anything or anybody for granted.
Mm-hmm.
People, when you go out to eat, I think that and people are serving you, and I don't
mm-hmm.
care what your title is. I don't care, you know, what the occasion is. I don't care how many degrees you have behind your name. I don't think care what. We should never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, and
That's
we
right.
should not think of anyone any less
That's right.
than we should, because we're all human beings,
wow.
and we all have that in common. And we should always show respect and courtesy and give thanks and gratitude in some way. But to anyone that's serving us or anyone that shows any type of kindness to us,
that's
I think
right.
it's very appropriate to do so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just, as you said, it's just so important. I know this morning in teaching Sunday school in children's church, it was explained to the young ladies that, you know, having good etiquette, you know, and social skills will set you apart. But it doesn't make you better than anyone.
That's right. Absolutely.
So understand, it doesn't make you better than anyone because you have good etiquette and you have social skills, but people will notice the difference in you. They will know that there's
yes.
something different about you.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
you're very courteous. You're not loud and boisterous, and you're not able to be heard before you come into the room.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're being so loud, and, you know, it is just so important. I mean, common courtesy, etiquette, you know, just a fancy word for manners. And,
yeah.
of course, you know, and talking about being polite, and I talk about this all the time, the first rule of etiquette is the golden rule, which is Matthew 7 and 12, treat others the way you want to be treated.
Yeah.
And it's so important for people to really understand that, and it seems very simple. But in lieu of treating people the way they necessarily treat you. So, in other words, you know, if someone is rude to you, then you be rude back to them. No, you treat them the way you want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how, and everyone, I mean, I don't think if you ask anyone if they wanted to be treated rudely or they wanted someone, you know, to be nasty to them, I really don't think anyone would raise their hand and say, oh, yes, I do. I want somebody to treat me mean. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
come on. So, and I've gotten an email. This email says, what do you do when you tell someone thank you and they just look at you and don't respond? And this comes from Kathy in Lithonia. And Kathy, I would say, first of all, perhaps they didn't hear you. But if you know that they did hear you and they don't respond to you, it's okay because you acknowledged and thanked them already.
That's
you know. Plus, so many times, it's so rare nowadays that people even, you know, say thank you or are courteous. And so she could have been a shot. Well, she didn't say whether it was a male or she just said, what do you do with someone? So could have been, whether it's a male or a female, they probably were kind of shocked that you said thank you, so they couldn't respond, you know. And that's pretty sad because, you know, it happens more often than not that people are courteous, and it's really sad. Even I've noticed in going to some of the stores, when you walk into either some of the department stores or some of the drug stores or any other type of stores. Sometimes when you walk into some of the stores, have you ever heard people, they'll say, hello, how are you? Uh-huh. And you hear it so infrequently in so many different stores. And I know for me, sometimes when I hear it, especially if it's a store I've never gone into, I'm kind of shocked. Uh-huh. They kind of startle me. And it should be just the opposite, to walk into an establishment and no one speak to you. That should be rare.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, right now, it's just the other way around. And Sister Carolyn, you're welcome to stay with us. I'm going to bring on another caller as well. Hello, caller, can you hear me? It's extension 3447. Hello? Hello, caller?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Hello? Okay, I heard something in the background. Caller, if you can, feel free to hang up and give us a call back. I don't think the connection was quite made. But, yes, it should be, it really should not be the norm for people to, not be courteous. And I always say making the world a polite place to live one person at a time.
Right.
And a lot of times that's what it seems like. Excuse me. But, we just certainly wanted to discuss this so people can, really, really think about, when people do things for you, because no one has to do anything for you at all.
That's
they just don't have to do anything for you.
That's right.
Even if you have a dog and you've trained your dog to bring you the newspaper, you should tell the dog thank you.
Yeah.
nothing's too small for you to say, thank you. And I always say this to parents. A lot of times parents will, tell their children to bring them something or bring me some water or go downstairs and get this. And, when the child brings it back, it's important for the parent to say thank you. And, that goes both ways, adults and children. I remember I was at a school, and some of the children had said, and they were third grade students, and they asked a question. They said, well, Miss Riley, is, are manners for only children, or are they for children and adults? And I said, no, manners are for everyone. And then they proceeded to tell me about a teacher that never said excuse me if they were in the way and they needed to get by. They would say move and, this kind of thing. And that is not teaching the children. You have to show children, teach them by example.
Mm-hmm.
And not just say, well, you should say excuse me if you want to get by me, but yet and still you tell them to get out of the way. So that is very important, that common courtesies are for everyone. And, being thankful, everyone should, those, and they are two small words that are indeed so very powerful. Even in just thinking shopping, and
mm-hmm.
this is definitely going to be the week of shopping, in the grocery store, someone has, a full cart of groceries, and then you walk up behind them and you may have only two or three items. And they say, well, you can go in front of me if you'd like. And, of course, you should tell them thank you. And just the other way around, if you have a lot of groceries and someone is standing behind you, go ahead and offer them, since you only have such a few items in your cart, why don't you go ahead and go in front of me? And quite naturally that person should tell you thank you because you didn't have to do that.
Absolutely.
So just really thinking about little common things. But I can't believe we are out of time. I want to say thank you to all the callers that called in. And during this time of Thanksgiving, please remember to be thankful. I want to thank you again for listening. As always, I always like to remind you to make sure that you perform at least one random act of kindness every day, and before you know it, you will be kind and polite just on an ongoing basis. Thanks again so much for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, please join us again on next Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Take care, good night, and God bless.
Thank you.